Léo sasa nelo, amere muna vevenyora.
Angélique Kidjo wasn't shy about bursting into song when she came to our New York studio. Angélique Kidjo is one of Africa's most popular singers who grew up in Benin. These days, she lives in New York, but she's just made an album of the songs she heard when she was a kid. The one she's been singing is actually an American classic from Otis Redding. Heard this song as a very young person.
Yeah, but I didn't understand anything about the language at all he was speaking.
Because you, of course, speak French.
Yeah, so I would be standing in the middle of the house screaming, I got dwee, making up my own lyrics.
Dweems.
I got dwee, do you remember?
Angélique Kidjo first went on stage when she was six. Her mother was helping to run a theater company, and little Angélique hung out so much there, she knew every scene by heart. Which is why, when an actress got sick one day, her mother pushed her out on stage to sing a traditional song called Achahun.
And the spotlight was right in my face. I didn't see the public, and I was scared. I was scared. I can't even tell you. All the bones in my body was just like... Then I started singing. People were like, what kind of voice is that? Me, I was 6 years old. As soon as I finished singing, I didn't wait for the applause and went to my mom, why did you do this to me? And then she just said to me, you did very good.
Wish we had a recording of that, but we, of course we don't. But on this CD, we can hear your
adult
version.
At that time, they didn't record anything.
Well, it would have been a very wonderful tape, but let's take a listen to Achahun.
My mom and dad said to me that I start singing actually before speaking. And I think because of the music I was listening to and hearing around me make it easy for me to be the singer that I become today.
It is interesting how many Western artists show up on this CD that is, in a sense, remembering your own childhood in Benin. And you know what's lovely in these songs is you move in and out of English.
Because I've always tried to put lyrics on those because I love those songs so much and I wanted to sing them. The James Brown song, when I understand nothing about what he said, I would just go, wow!
Well, we can't let that go without playing a little of your version of James Brown. Cold Sweat.
Oh, my God.
No, did you get like a cape thing going and everything?
No. You know what was funny about James Brown? Is that we cannot have any party without James wannabes.
You must be the only girl James Brown wannabe.
That's what I said to my mom. My mom is like, what are you doing? I said, Mom, I'm trying to be James Brown. And she looked at me and said, you're trying to be James Brown. Come on, come and do your homework. Come on, right now. In a breakout. In a cold.
There is another song on this CD that would take you back to your childhood, and that is the song Samba Pati.
Oh, yes. Samba Pati is written by Carlos Santana. There were no lyrics on it. It was only guitar. And my father and mother loved that song. My father sometimes would come home and we'd be playing and my mom would be cooking. My father would say, Yvonne, can you join me for a couple of steps? Let's dance this. And you hear my mom going, "You fool, my food will burn. I can't leave this." And my father would go, "Don't worry, if it burns, we do another one. Come on, let's dance a little bit." And we'd be like, "Dad, can you leave mom now? We want to eat."
Now, this is a Santana song, but you wrote the lyrics.
Yes. I said, "The Almighty have given me freedom. The Almighty have given me joy. Whoever give you love, peace, and joy, that's the person you should be with."
Everyone knows that American music has been influenced by African music.
Oh, yeah.
Many people know the music left Africa and came back.
Yes, it did.
Loaded with all kinds of tragic and wonderful things.
It does. You have Negro spirituals, you have gospel, you have blues. Without the blues, there's no rock and roll. Without the music brought to this country by the slave. When you see pictures of Jimi Hendrix with a big afro on the cover, you say to yourself, "But this guy is African." And my brother said, "No, he's African-American." And I was 9 years old, and I turned around, I'm like, "You think I'm stupid? How can you be African and American at the same time?" So the whole history come to me through music. Music have been my breath, my backbone, everything. Because music gives you that kind of strength that nothing else can do.
That's Angelique Kidjo. You can hear a full concert and more songs from her new album, Oyo, at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.